Well, believe it or not, with all the Lions talk going on and the excitement there, with the Tigers suddenly playoff bound, apparently, hockey is getting started as well.
Tonight.
Preseason, it's that month. It's that time of year. Everything's going. The coach of the Red Wings, Derek Lalonde, in his third season, is on the line with us right now. Hi, Derek.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming on.
I saw the Wings at the hockey game. I mean, at the Tigers game yesterday. Were you with them? All your players were there.
I was not. No, yesterday the boys came. Unfortunately, I would have loved to, but we kind of training camp. We kind of run two teams simultaneously. So yesterday, a couple of guys were at the game. I was coaching the second team, and some of the guys are hitting the game tonight, and I'm actually catching a flight here for Chicago. We have our first preseason game in Chicago.
Yeah. Well, with the optimism for the Tigers, the way that they've turned things around after some drought years, and obviously the Lions have done so too after decades of drought years, is there hope that the Red Wings are on the cusp of that too? Obviously last year there was some excitement with the finish, and it came close, didn't make the playoffs, but came close. Is there reason for optimism this year?
Yeah, absolutely. You certainly hope so. 2 years I've been here, it's all I've known is progression and moving up with points and up in the standings, and we want to keep pushing that. We want to get a little bit more. That's what the ask is for the guys. Obviously, we were right there last year, actually finishing a virtual tie for the last playoff spot. 2 years ago with the playoff tiebreaker rule, we actually would have made the playoffs. They changed it to regulation wins, and we missed it, so we are right there. But I think we need a little bit more. There'll be some internal growth. There'll be some push from some of the young guys. And I think it's going to be exciting, and we're going to be knocking on that doorstep right again. And we'd love to get over that hump, but it's going to be on us to do it and do it correctly and do it right.
I would imagine, well, Coach, the way the season ended a year ago, it was kind of a tough summer for the fellas. Some addition, some subtraction to the roster as we make our way to a new season. But I would imagine that the way things ended, the fire is probably burning stronger going into this year, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, I think so. Learning lesson in a lot of ways. I think playing those meaningful games like we did down the stretch, performing well in those last four games, you know, taking 7 of 8 points when season was on the line. I think there was some growth there for our guys. But then just the mixed emotions of putting all that energy the right way in, competing the right way, and coming up a little bit short and kind of a perfect storm there on the last day.
Oh.
I think it's a lesson learned on you need a little bit more. There's maybe some moments some players want back in the season, and it's a learning lesson, and it's our opportunity to grab it this year.
We all know that hockey often comes down to the goaltending. And you're opening training camp with three goalies. Who do you think is the leader in the clubhouse at the moment, and how are you going to handle that?
Yeah, I'm not playing coach speak here. It's wide open. Wide open by design. I like the healthy competition with the three goalies. All three goalies that stretches over the last couple of years have proven they can win in this league. Now we just need one or two of them to grab it, get rolling, and something to build off. So all three will get opportunity in the exhibition, the preseason, and we're playing to win. So whoever we feel can help us out, we'll get that net.
Cam Talbot was one of the goalies signed, a 2-year, $5 million deal. He's 37. Can 37-year-olds do it in hockey these days? I'm not paying close attention to the age of goalies, but can 37-year-old goalies often perform at that high level?
I think so. And that's a little non-traditional, obviously, but he is a physical specimen, new-age athlete where he takes care of himself 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. So, yes, he's proven it. Played 52 games last year. That's a huge workload. For any goalie, let alone a goalie of his age, he's in great shape. So, yes, there's no doubt he can handle that.
Any new additions to the team that you think fans should look out for as we go through the preseason?
Well, I just think internally, having Simon Evanson full-time, he was a big boost for us last year, last nine games of the year, and improved our team, improved our top four defensively. So that's a little of that internal growth. I like some of our depth signings. Tyler Mott has had a great camp to date so far. Vladimir Tarasenko has been a proven scorer in this league. So I think we filled in some nice pieces, but we want that push from some of our young guys too. And the Carter Mazers, the Marco Caspers, the Nate Danielsons, they'll all get plenty of opportunity here to take a run at making this team in camp.
Well, the Lions did it. The Tigers apparently are doing it. And
let's
it
go!
Would make everybody quite happy if the Red Wings did it too. So we're looking forward to kicking this season off. And the preseason starts tonight, as you point out. Always good to talk to you, Derek. You're welcome here every time. And best of luck until we talk again.
Thanks for having me. Pretty exciting time in Detroit. Appreciate it.
Here we go, Coach.
Yeah, it is. Derek Lalonde here from the Red Wings at 760 WJR.